Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Senior IT Pro Evangelist John Baker previews for us the Building Your Cloud Infrastructure Virtual Lab. Learn how you can use System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012 to streamline network and storage resources that are allocated to virtual machines, as well as how to create new Hyper-V hosts and host clusters. TechNet Virtual Labs allow you to quickly and easily try out Microsoft's newest products for free in 90 minutes or less. No complex setup or installation required. John, the mic is yours.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is John Baker, and today I'm going to be talking to you about one of the new virtual labs that we have available for you, and it's on System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012, and it's called Building Your Cloud Infrastructure Lab. This lab is going to take you through the new SCVMM 2012 Administrator Console, and you're going to explore the three key elements of SCVMM 2012, and that's clouds and services, fabrics, and the library. So clouds and services are collections of virtual workloads that provide services on slices of infrastructure. The fabric is actually a collection of the hardware-based resources such as virtualization hosts, storage, network devices. They provide the physical implementation of the private clouds and the services. And then finally, the third piece is the library, and that's really a collection of predefined objects that are the building blocks for our cloud and services. So SCVMM is one of the core components that you need to build out your private cloud infrastructure. So this lab will take you through the steps involved in creating those resources in the fabric workspace. And it'll also take you through how you can add a Hyper-V host into a cluster. And then the final piece of the lab is showing you how to create virtual machine templates.
Okay, in this virtual lab, we're going to look at System Center Virtual Machine Manager 2012. And this virtual lab is specifically looking at building your cloud infrastructure. So let me click on my launch virtual lab button, because this will start up the virtual lab. There's about six virtual machines here, and with the magic of editing, I'm going to cut out the 4 or 5 minutes it takes to boot up those six virtual machines, and we'll just take it straight to the lab coming up. So this has just started to prepare. Now you can see I've got it near the end, so I cut out a few minutes. And now we're coming up in the screen. In the virtual lab, so let me click on that. I don't want that coming up again, so let's close the window. And you'll see in the top of the window there on the right-hand side, let me move my mouse up there. Okay, and here you can see we've got an overview. We've got Getting to Know Virtual Machine Manager from System Center 2012, Configuring Your SCVMM Infrastructure, Expanding Clusters in Virtual Machine Manager for System Center, and then finally the exercise 4 in this lab is Creating Virtual Machine Templates. We also have an HTML format manual as well as a PDF format manual, so you can download or you can access the manual in two different ways there. So hold on a second, let me click here to connect to the server. So what we're doing here is we're doing a remote desktop connection to the Hyper-V server that's running this lab. And as I said, there's about six machines in this lab. We should see them appear in a second. They'll be over on the left-hand side. There you see I've got six remote desktops. So if I right-click on, say, DB1, I'll just right-click, connect to the server. You'll see it shows me the desktop on that server. I'll do the DB2. Let me connect to all of them here. The one we're actually going to go and connect to for the purposes of this demonstration or for this screencast at the moment is ID01 rather. So let me connect to that, and then we'll bring up the Virtual Machine Manager console. So let me bring that up. Go to All Programs. Under System Center 2012, and there you can see my Virtual Machine Manager console. So let me open that up. I've done a little bit of editing here. It takes maybe 30 or 40 seconds, so I took some of that time out. You can see here I'm going to connect. So once I connect to this, this is what takes a little bit of time for it to get to the server. So I edited that to make this a shorter screencast. Once we'll connect, we'll take a look at the console. And obviously you're going to do all of this when you come in and do this lab. So there's the four good exercises for you to go through that'll actually get you some experience and knowledge on this new product. So give this a few more seconds and it should come up. And here it is. So here's our console. You can see I've already it's open up in the Hyper-V cluster, cluster node 3. So let me go over to the left here. Look at the VMs and services. There's a section on VMs and services. That section that's opened up is the servers. So let me click on VMs and services. And you'll see under all hosts, if I open this up, you'll see all the different groups that I have underneath here. So I've got private cloud 1, 2, 3, all the way down to private cloud 12 and infrastructure. So let me minimize this. This is the infrastructure. You see I've got a Hyper-V cluster with a couple of nodes on it. And of course you'll be using these in the virtual lab when you do it. Let's take a look at the fabric, which is really the building blocks for private cloud with Virtual Machine Manager. So give this a few seconds. So underneath the fabric, let me scroll down. Here we go. So, oops, give me a second. Let me minimize this out the way. There we go. All hosts, gonna close that. There we go. So here's our library servers. If I click on there, you can see VMM01 is my library server. If I click on Pixy servers, you can see that DC01 has been configured as my Pixy server, update server. I don't have one configured. I don't have any vCenter servers configured. And obviously the VMM server is gonna be VMM01. Then if I scroll down a little bit here, you see some of the other pieces in the fabric. Obviously networking, so here's some logical networks that have been created. Some MAC address pools. These are default MAC address pools that come when you install System Center Virtual Machine Manager. Load balancers, by default, the Microsoft Load Balancer or MLB is configured already and connected with the Virtual Machine Manager. Let me scroll down to storage, and under storage, we've got classifications and pools. We also have providers, and if I click on that, I've got the VMM providers right there. And so this is all pre-configured for you in this lab, and under the arrays, I have the NetAppSim array that's been configured here in this lab for me. Let me just click on library down the bottom here. And in the library, we have all the different things like templates and profiles various things like that. So here you can see my service deployment configuration, my service templates. There's a stock trader service template there. And that, if we come down to our profiles, let me open the profiles up. And you can see under profiles, I have a bunch of different, bunch of different profiles here. Application profiles, capability profiles, guest OS profiles, hardware profiles, and you can see here's the guest OS profiles that are related to this stock trader app that is a part of the app for doing the demonstration or for going through the lab. So let me open that up a little bit. There we go. So there's three different OS profiles there for our stock trader app, our mid BSL, our web, and our SQL server. And then let's look at the hardware profiles. And in the hardware profiles, we have, again, SQL Server. So a hardware profile for a SQL Server. Let's look at the properties on that. Give it a few seconds, it'll come up with the properties. Here it comes. There we go. So under the properties, we can see the hardware profile. And in the hardware profile, there's a whole bunch of different things that you can configure in here. You can see we've got it's connecting to the Contoso logical network. We can also see it's got a single processor. It's using a gigabyte of RAM. And obviously there's two choices here. We can do static and dynamic. I won't go into any detail about the difference between the two, but suffice it to know that you can configure either static or dynamic RAM. It really is a way of better utilizing the RAM and having more machines running on that Hyper-V server. And you can see my network adapter is connecting to my Contoso network. Okay, let me close this out. I don't want to save the changes. Oh. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to be going into this. Okay, so we have some other things down there, host profiles and SQL server profiles. Let me scroll down to our library servers, and you can see we have, under our library server, we have vmm001contoso.com. So the library server is really what contains all the components that we would use for building our cloud. So let's take a look at the jobs. Now, in Virtual Machine Manager, every time you do something, it runs a little job, or it creates a job, and the job actually gets logged. So if it fails, as these virtual machines have failed, and that's because it's unable to refresh them, you'll have some information logged here, and you can keep track of what's going on. And then finally, let's go to the very bottom here, and you'll see here we have our settings, and under our settings, we basically have basic settings for this Virtual Machine Manager machine. So database settings, library settings, remote control settings, the self-service admin contact, the network settings, and the guest agent settings. So this has been a very quick tour of the System Center Virtual Machine Manager console. So if you want to go in and learn something about the new SCVMM 2012, just go to this virtual lab. There's a lab guide that has the four exercises that I talked about, the Getting to Know Virtual Machine Manager, configuring your Virtual Machine Manager infrastructure, expanding the clusters in Virtual Machine Manager for System Center, and then also creating some virtual machine templates. So definitely go connect to the link and go work with SCVMM 2012. Hope you enjoy it.